Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning, Mr. Potts.
Good morning.
How's sunny Switzerland today, if it is sunny?
It's been a little bit cloudy, actually, the last couple of days, I'd say. Relatively warm, but I think it's heating up over the course of the weekend. So I will wander down into the Vallée de Joux, which is a beautiful water lake area here in the mountains just above Geneva, for a bit of relaxation with the family, which should be rather pleasant.
So you've changed quite a lot, really, haven't you? Because, I mean, a couple of weeks ago you were in lockdown and you were scared to even go out the front door. And now, you know, you're travelling around, you know, going to Switzerland. So you've got over it, have you?
Wouldn't say I've got over it. Listen, the numbers are significantly lower here in Switzerland than they are in the UK. So you've got to take that into account. But to be honest, when we go into stores, we wear masks here. It's, I think you have to, certainly in the Canton of Vaud where we are. So we still maintain significant precautions, but it certainly feels a little bit better than where we were in the UK.
It's got to be an improvement in your case, wearing a mask, surely.
Lots of people have said so.
Markets. So we had a really good run earlier this week, but markets in New York finally lower yesterday as the repercussions over the spread of COVID-19 and how to best contain it affected investors.
I think that's all right. US stocks trade lower for the first time in 3 days. There was weakness in technology. Investors rotated out this year's top performers. NASDAQ was down 0.7%. Weakness in Apple and Microsoft, but nothing too dramatic. Investors say they've been spooked, I think, by a range of factors. The rise in numbers, particularly we've been seeing from the United States. Remember, record numbers of infections there that could suffocate the recovery and the reopening of those economies. Alongside that, the economic data, American initial jobless claims posted their smallest weekly decline since March. Chinese retail sales, we're talking about yesterday, came in weaker than expected. And it's a reminder, I suppose, that the road to recovery is unlikely to be smooth. European Central Bank, no surprise there, kept rates on hold so they would continue to buy massive amounts of debt, part of its 1.3 trillion euro programme. Is due to last at least until June 2021, and they will continue to pay banks to lend out cash. In terms of growth, so the Eurozone had shown signs of significant, though uneven and partial recovery. The outlook, they said, still remains uncertain. S&P 500 closed down 0.34%, but we are looking at a better start on the European bourse this morning. Currently calling the FTSE up 21 points. DAX over in Frankfurt, 41 points. CAC 40 Paris up 15 points.
Yes, a lot of analysts are saying that the stock market position is inverse to the situation with coronavirus. And as long as the Federal Reserve keeps dripping stimulus into the economy, then markets will continue to rise.
Yeah, I think markets have been boosted by a range of factors. That includes signs that the economies can recover, as we've been seeing from China once that restrictions are removed. That's seen as positive. Alongside that, you've got this overwhelming stimulus that's been put in place, ultra-low policy from central banks, negative interest rates, of course, in some cases. And alongside that, a huge amount of fiscal stimulus that should supply support for the economic backdrop and the recovery. And of course, expectations around corporate earnings as well, which include a significant reduction during the course of this year, but a strong rebound as you look out to 2021. You have to assume perhaps that looks a little bit too optimistic, because I think the virus will be around for some time. Protocols will need to be remained in place, and therefore, is it realistic to believe that margins will hold up and companies will still make the same amount of profit in 2021 as they did in 2019? I think it's probably too early to say that. So I think we've got to be a little bit cautious given the huge rally that we've seen in equity markets since the March low, somewhere close to 4%. And therefore, we continue to advise clients to diversify and hedge some of those positions.
Subscriber numbers up at Netflix, but profit down. How does that work?
Yeah, shares slumped a little bit, down 10%. Costs, of course, have been rising as well. The world's largest streaming service. Shares coming under pressure despite delivering what only can be described as ferocious growth in the first half of the year, when lockdowns encouraged consumers to sign up as movie theatres were closed. Netflix added 10.1 million new paid customers in the second quarter. That was ahead of expectations, with a large jump coming through in the United States and Canada. In fact, they finished the quarter with an astounding 193 million global subscribers. However, Netflix warned that growth would slow in coming months They expect to add 2.5 million subscribers in the third quarter. That's way off analyst expectations. The market was looking for a figure closer to 5 million. Netflix shares have been a strong performer, hit record highs in recent weeks. Shares are up more than 60% year to date, valuing the company at $232 billion. Netflix downplayed fears that they would run out of new content, saying they have plenty of programming that it needs until the first half of 2021, that they've launched 30 new films since mid-March. But what we should remember is competition has certainly been rising. Disney, Comcast, Apple, Warner Media all have been launching services in the last few months.
The only disadvantage to this is that every time you get an email, it pings over the air. I've closed our email down, so it's not doing it this end, because I know yesterday it must be yours. You're popular, aren't you? Popular.
That's okay. I'm very busy. I'm a very popular man, but I will try and figure out my computer how to turn that off.
We'll just close the email down and it won't ping.
Okay, I'll try to work on that.
Even I managed to work that out.
I need to be online 24/7. Yeah. I cannot be away from the computer.
So have you got any recommendations for Netflix?
Any recommendations for... Wiener. Have you seen Wiener?
Wiener?
Oh, my God. Wiener, which is a documentary about Anthony Wiener.
Who, no, I haven't seen it, no.
Sexting, and he'll be remembered for... He ran for mayor. It's the best... It's one of the best political documentaries you'll ever see. If you've not watched that, you've got to watch it this weekend.
Well, fabulous. I'm looking forward to getting my teeth into The Rise of the Murdoch Empire, which has been on BBC Two, and I've recorded that, so I'll be having a look at that this weekend.
Okay, is it one? Are all the episodes available for that, or just the first episode?
No, it's just the first one, I think, at the moment. So I think it's a three-parter, so I'll be watching episode one this weekend.
Wow, a fellow media mogul like yourself will no doubt have a big interest in that.
Well, Friday's amongst us best day of the week, so what could be best, really? finally, some pretty grim numbers coming out from Daimler Chrysler.
No real surprise, but they did say a late quarterly recovery in demand spared the Mercedes-Benz maker from losing as much money as analysts predicted. The car maker still reported a loss of 1.7 billion euros, though the market was looking for 2.1 billion euro loss. Daimler and other car manufacturers' operations, we know, have been decimated by the coronavirus lockdown. Measures to contain the disease pushed production to its lowest level since World War II. Daimler said its factories and showrooms have now largely reopened. Demand is uneven. Said Europe is coming back more slowly than North America or China. In fact, Mercedes-Benz deliveries in China, which is its biggest market, climbed to a record high in the second quarter. In terms of the outlook, they said future demand should benefit from a rollout of new iterations of its flagship S-Class, including an electric version with a battery range of 700 kilometres, which sounds pretty exciting, has to be said.
It does. I mean, the car manufacturers are hammering the advertising at the moment, and they can't give them away, really, can they?
Yeah, there was obviously a big shortfall over the course of the past few months. I mean, I wouldn't imagine there's a huge amount of stock to sell, given the production levels we've been seeing. So hopes of very cheap deals, I think, are probably a little bit misguided. I don't think there's a huge backlog of production that they're looking to push on, but... no doubt trying to get people interested.
I don't know. I mean, sales pretty much ground to a halt in March. I mean, there was a lot of vehicles left around they hadn't sold that month. So I think there is quite a lot of stock. I've had three calls from Audi in the last 2 weeks alone.
Well, they know where to go to, don't they? They know who's got the deepest pockets in the Riviera.
No, I'm not buying at the moment. I'm not buying. No.
Come on.
I'm not going to be tempted. It would be foolhardy at this particular point. My car is perfectly okay. Well, because my car's good and I'm happy with it.
Job prospects are looking good. Pay rises are on their way for key workers.
Yeah, right.
You will be absolutely fine. Get the economy going. Come on.
Pay cuts more likely in this place. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 125.5. Euro dollar just below 140. You're going to get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much. Speak to you on Monday.
Enjoy your weekend.
Hank Potts and Barclay.